Kids coming into foster care are usually traumatized because of problems at home, like addiction, domestic violence, or neglect. This trauma can have lifelong health consequences. Michelle Faust of Side Effects Public Media reports that one of the most powerful ways to heal that trauma is to give kids a normal home life.
Dinner at the Zielinski home is as frenzied as you would expect for a house with three kids under the age of four. Stephanie Zielinski chose this life, but not in the same way most young mothers choose it. She's a foster parent.
So can you tell me your name?
Naya.
Naya?
Hi.
How old are you?
4.
In 2012, when she was 27 years old and in a PhD program, she took in her first kid. Naya came soon after. Zielinski has had 8 kids placed in her care. Most of those kids were medically fragile, like Naya. As a pediatric nurse practitioner, she's a skilled caregiver. After dinner, Naya flips through a picture album.
What's on your face in the picture in the top?
My nebulizer.
When Naya came to Zielinski's home, she was severely undernourished.
She was 14 months old and 14 pounds and wearing about size 6 month clothing.
Naya wouldn't smile or connect with any adult. She was severely developmentally delayed. Zielinski made sure that she saw the medical specialist she needed, and she kept her close, strapped to her body with a baby sling.
When I was home, whether I was making dinner or doing laundry, I was wearing her or holding her or interacting with her. And then all weekend, same thing, would wear her, hold her, interact with her, just to kind of really give her kind of that intense bonding experience.
In the latest national data from 2014, 650,000 kids spent at least part of the year in foster care. And in most places, there are not enough qualified foster parents. 21% of kids in the system are not in long-term family placements. Now, these kids have already been through a lot. By definition, kids in foster care have suffered trauma, at the very least, from the loss of their original home.
Our foster parents, they are the therapy that we offer these kids.
That's Moira Salaji, the chair of the Council on Foster Care, Adoption, and Kinship Care for the American Academy of Pediatrics.
We can give them mental health supports, we can give them pediatric supports, we can give them casework support. You know, we can have attorneys represent these children in court. It is the foster parent or the kin parent, you know, with that skill set. That's who really helps these children to heal.
She says trauma is one of the biggest threats to the long-term physical and mental health of kids in the system. And trauma most frequently shows up in a child's behavior.
Nobody presents saying, my child is traumatized. They come in with complaints of sleep issues, aggression. My child just got suspended from school. They come in with, he's inattentive, hyperactive, distractible.
Okay. Parenting is not for the faint of heart. Zielinski provides intense patience, consistency, and loving discipline. It's normal parenting, but
it's kind of like normal on steroids. That one-on-one attention, that bonding, that consistency, that safety, that security is all these kids need when they come into care. Kind of doing that extra diligently is so important.
Naya's grown into a healthy 4-year-old.
You know, she's really a miracle child in so many ways. She's a great testament to showing that even kids that come from these difficult situations with the right services, the right, you know, intensive therapies, they really can do incredibly well.
Zielinski's happy. She adopted Naya and her sister this summer and just found out that she'll be able to adopt the infant boy in her care by the end of this year. Michelle Faust, Side Effects Public Media.